Michael Avery with Classic Business on Classic 1027.
Where are those wine futures when you need them? Consumers can expect to pay 8 to 11% more for their favorite wine. That's according to Vinpro's Wine Harvest Report for 2018. The South African wine industry needs an upward price adjustment to ensure that we've got stable supply going forward. And all of this amidst a looming wine shortage. Sounds like it's time to stock up. And someone who knows more than most out there is Neil Groenewald, head winemaker at Distell. Neil, great to chat.
Hi, Michael. Good evening.
Are input costs rising that much that the South African wine industry needs that upward price adjustment? What's going on out there?
Yeah, no, definitely. I think it's a combination of factors. But the most eminent one at this stage is the drought and then also the shortage of supply that we've got on the 2018 crop.
Well, I see I've done my little bit to help with that wine lake issue. Obviously, the drought is playing a big part in that. But just how serious is the wine shortage? What are we looking at here?
Yeah, well, the crop is about 30% down on what we initially anticipated. So so the shortage is definitely there. And obviously then with the rise in prices. But it's not just the South African situation. We're also a player in the global market, and countries like Spain, Italy, and France also had terrible vintages in the 2017. So just the global wine shortage, a shortage currently, not just in South Africa.
And looking at that Vinpro report, they reckon we're probably looking at about 170 million litres less wine produced than in 2017, which sounds like an awful lot. When you look at what's going on in the city of Cape, or not just in the city of Cape Town, but in the Western Cape region as a whole with climate change, is this something that winemakers are just going to have to start adapting to, the fact that we've got increased climate variability here?
I think we've definitely been doing that over the last couple of years. We don't really know what the weather of yesterday was, or a normal winter. I mean, I think I've been in the industry now just over 20 years, and I've never really seen a normal winter. So maybe this is the new normal, and we'll definitely be adjusting to it. And we have been, I think, over the last couple of years, looking at new varieties and the varieties that might ripen a bit earlier, or then technology on how to utilize less water and still ripen your fruit properly.
Right, that is quite interesting. What are you doing over at Distell? On the waterfront in particular, I think it's quite interesting to see that the farming community really assisted to avoid day zero down in the Western Cape. What are you doing at Distell in that front?
Yeah, we've got numerous projects. On farm level, it's got a lot to do with getting rid of alien vegetation, so that there's actually water running down, you know, from the mountains into the dams, so that it's not being taken up. So that's specifically on our own farms, and then also on our contracted farms, there's always big plans to remove alien vegetation, and it's an ongoing thing. Then also in the winery, we're looking at technologies where we can actually use recycled water in cooling systems, have better effective cooling systems, and our aim is to lower water usage with about 25% just on our production plants.
Wow.
To be able to do our bit to community as well.
25%, it just shows you what sort of gains are out there still to be had. Neil, I was actually chatting to a winemaker the other day, and he was telling me that at the moment, wine producers on average earn a meager 1% return on investment. Is that right? It sounds awfully low to me.
No, that sounds pretty accurate, and I think that's why the upward price on just the raw material, the grapes also is needed. So, but it's typical supply and demand, and
right.
Definitely there's now a bigger demand than supply, and so there's competition from other crops as well that's just more favourable to actually plant than vineyards. So, like citrus or blueberries, where there's a lot more money to be made. But I think the real wine growers always will have a healthy balance of grapes versus some other crops.
Right. Speaking of grapes, what's happened to grape prices?
Grape prices definitely on the increase. So that's now wine grape prices, and that obviously relates into a higher bulk wine price in the market. So it's definitely happening. It's it can actually be quite scary that at some points last year I would be paying X, and this year we might be paying X plus 20, X plus 25% even.
Wow.
So on certain varietals.
That should be quite positive for the likes of Distell, for your top line. But I suppose the impact on your margins a bit trickier because the grape prices have moved higher too.
Yeah, I know everything, and the cost of production moves higher as well. And the downfall is where you're exporting to, there's not really serious inflations and they don't really understand price increases. So the export market then suddenly not as lucrative. So definitely, and we're very safe in our local market or more domestic market and even Africa. So we've got a very stronghold and a big footprint, and that's really where we're cherishing the relationship that we've got with our suppliers, but then also our consumers and customers.
What does this all mean for quality, though? Because I have had it put to me that it could be a particularly good vintage, this 2018 vintage.
Yeah, no, quality at this stage, it's still very early. I mean, we just finished bringing in the last grapes about a week ago, but on it was some late Cabernets in the Durbanville area. But we've had initial tastings already on the whites, and they're really looking superb. Lots of concentration because there were smaller berries, lower alcohols, which is also in line with trends internationally where you actually want all the full ripe flavors at lower alcohols. So that's definitely happening. We harvested earlier with, say, varieties like Sauvignon Blanc, still to make sure you get all the flavors and a lot more tropical flavors than what you would find in a general cooler vintage.
Wow.
The reds, all those smaller berries, lots of concentration in the wines, good color. So, no, overall, I'm very happy with the quality at this point.
Well, Neil, you've made me thirsty, but I do know that I've seen a few wine farmers on my various trips to the Cape, and trust me, their G500 Mercedes-Benzes surely can't come from a meager 1% ROI. I think we're going to have to leave it there. That was Neil Groenewald, head winemaker at Distell, with the current impact of the drought and price increases on South Africa's wine harvest here on Classic Business.